I'm Tommy Gimler. Ain't that some shit, you guys, when you dribble out the final seconds of a basketball game because you think you're ahead by 1 point, but you're actually losing by one? That actually happened when Bryant University took on Brown University Monday night. Take a guess which team the kid who fucked up played for. Hint, it's not for the Ivy League school.
Right.
Can't be.
What's up? I'm Brady Matthews, and I watched Cubs-Dodgers highlights today, and it's so nice because the Cubs won the World Series, and I knew the outcome. So even though they lost the game, we still won the World Series, so go fuck yourself, Dodgers.
Jesus. I'm Chris Swirls. I'm honestly only here. Actually, I don't even know why I'm here, but to support my buddy Brady Matthews, and I got house beer for some reason.
That's
good
great.
Lord.
That's great.
Go Bucks.
Nothing but the best, Clark.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right. Hey, welcome, Chris. Thanks for joining us. I feel like so far that this is part of your therapy session.
Yep. It is.
It is. It's like you have a fear of the big black microphone in front of your face. It's,
well,
it's bringing back memories that are just...
He's not scared of a lot of big black things, but the microphone is one. A
lot of summer camp horror stories going through my head right now in Compton.
Right.
Chris, well, tell us a little bit about yourself. We've got a couple of listeners out there who want to know who's going to be talking to them for the next 55 minutes. Well, actually, we've doubled our listenership this
did
year
we really?
From 2 to 4.
Yeah.
No
from
shit.
From 2 to 4. Yeah, we're up.
Wow.
For the 4 people that are listening, I'm 5'2". I have long, blonde, luxurious hair. I'm a huge sports fan. I love soccer, and I love ping pong, and I love shuffleboard.
And you love to love.
And I love to love, and I'm so happy to be here. Like, my loins are exploding on this table right here with my two friends right here.
Well, that's good.
Well, I'm glad that I'm at the exact opposite end then. Brady Matthews, good to have you here. You've got a big show tonight at the Improv, so we are going to jump into the hot mess. I might go. I might go.
You're
watch
come?
And support. Nobody's
going.
I might.
I think you should. It's going to be packed.
So let's jump right in the hot mess.
The hot mess.
All right, guys, before we jumped onto the podcast here, I had you guys look at a 49ers-Dolphins fan
terrible
fight. And there was actually like a Steelers fan
beautiful
in there as well. So it's another week in the NFL, another fight between fans at a game that totally overshadowed what took place on the field. However, it was the 49ers-Dolphins, so it really wasn't that easy. Or it really wasn't that hard, rather, to overshadow what was going on the field.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't even know who won the fucking game. And also, I know that Adam Gase is coaching the Dolphins to a 7-4 season. But that's separate from the stupid
coach.
Fucking fight that I just saw between some random-ass fans. I mean, that dad, who's that dad from, what was that motorcycle reality show back in the day? He looked
like
that.
Paul Sr.?
Yeah.
He looked like
Paul Sr.
Orange County Choppers or something.
With his Donegan Sue jersey on.
So that was
horrible. His son has one on, and he has one on. His son's 45, and he's 65.
The funny thing was the kid was going, go kill that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Kill that motherfucker. That was great.
Yeah, fireball shots before we go to the game. Sweet.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen the fight, you can jump on Daily Upper Decker. It's dailyupperdecker.com, nothing but sports and crap. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and, of course, on Vine, even though it's supposedly non-existent anymore. It's still there, baby. It's
make
awful.
Sure to look the last 2 seconds of the clip, the biggest jugs I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And right before you see those huge tits, there's a dude who's like, after all of this that's going on behind him, he's like complaining about the play calling for his team out on the field. He's like complaining about the play.
He's still watching the game.
He's still watching.
And he's got receiver gloves on.
But
he's adorable.
But he's still holding his beer. That's kind of weird.
Which is good for you, man.
Yeah, don't
that's
help.
A $12
he's
save.
Got his beer and his hot dog.
Yeah, so, God forbid, don't help.
If you haven't seen the fight, it's two dudes in a Ndamukong Suh jersey.
Which is
like you said, father son.
Yeah.
Two dudes in a Ndamukong Suh jersey.
Yeah, that's how the porn starts.
Sponsored by Grindr. Yes.
Yeah, it's
a
sequel to Two Girls in a Cup. Yeah, it's a Two Girls in a Cup.
So, of course, and there's a lot of dirty punches thrown, and they're just complete assholes. So, of course, they've got to be wearing a Ndamukong Suh jersey. You guys are both Bears fans, right? You both grew up in Chicago. So, it's like
Cubs. Cubs.
But
the Tampa Bay Bucks. What?
But so, basically, these two guys start punching everybody. And at one point, a sleeveless 49ers fan comes over and says, hey, I've got 3 kids here, you fucking assholes. And
one of them are mine.
Out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of them yells.
They're my wife's.
One of the guys yells, then get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Then get the fuck out of here. That's a response. Not like, all right, hey, man, I'm sorry. Hey, guys, let's cool out. We got 3 kids here.
Yeah. No.
It's like, no, then get the fuck out of here. So then.
Vote Trump.
They go after him.
I was just about to say, the apocalypse is real. And then he fucking punches him.
No, yeah, that's the Republican Party.
I digress. When you see these guys in the Suh jerseys, you're like, all right, here's video proof of at least 2 guys who have voted for Trump.
Right. Dude, I was watching
in Florida.
I thought I was watching.
Section voted for Trump.
I thought I was watching
the whole upper deck at the Dolphins stadium.
Did you see all the pompadour, the blonde orange pompadours?
Oh yeah, that's funny. Do you know they have Chia Trump? Chia pet Trumps.
I have three back order for my Christmas present.
Are they Chia Chin? Like, does your chin start growing out like his? Like his double chin that he's so upset about?
That is good, though. Yeah. That's good.
Might have something.
That's a new meaning for the dick.
You have to get extra clay for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
So the craziest thing about
huge
about the fight is the guy comes over. He says, hey, I've got three kids here, you fucking assholes. And, of course, he could have been a little.
Well, don't call me an asshole.
You know, a little more tact. Could have had a little more tact with saying that. So they go after him and they start punching him. And it looks. Now, I could be wrong here. I mean, maybe he's just a shitty father and never taught his kid how to fight.
Imagine that.
But it looks like one of his kids is mentally challenged. So, and the kid like doesn't know what to do except stand up for his dad. So he starts throwing what he thinks, you know, would be haymakers. Yeah. But they're really the three slowest punches. And of course, one of the dudes in the Sioux jersey is like, I got to get in on this. And he comes and he just starts going nuts.
You know what
on
I
this
thought?
Mentally
though?
Challenged kid. There's no way he's 18, and there's no way he's like, you know, playing with a full deck of cards.
On his iPhone too much.
Maybe,
or is he just a fucking dork?
Listen, the dad and the son, the dad and the son were standing above them. Guess what I do? I grab your jerseys and I pull you down with me.
Oh, right.
You fucking pricks.
You know what I do? I don't buy tickets for that section. That's what I do.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Honey, grab your beer. Let's go.
Yeah. That leads us into our whole point of the first question here. Like, is there any reason to actually go to an NFL game now?
Well, if your team sucks, no.
Right. Well, I mean, I think you're right. You're onto something here where it's like if you look at the section where all of these fights are happening, it's always the upper deck. It's not like, hey, look, I paid $300 to sit front row and look what happened.
I'll give you a prime example. Go ahead.
What I was saying, like, that's – I think it's just honestly a geographic thing because even though Texas is fucked up, but – Dallas Stadium has an entire section, and this is being kind of serious, that you can buy a ticket for $15, $16.
Right.
And nobody's going fucking nutballs over there.
Right.
Maybe they're just all fucked up on cow shit and whiskey. I don't know. But I've never heard that. And that's probably one of the prime examples of what you're talking about. Like, it's cheap seating, but they don't. Fucking kill each other.
It didn't look that cheap.
Or maybe it's
the
heat.
That bad.
Maybe it's the heat. Maybe
it's the Dolphin Stadium is a beautiful stadium. There's beautiful people everywhere. What's your fucking problem? Just chill out, drink some beer, and get the fuck out of there.
The most amazing part of that fight might have been that everyone in the upper deck at Sun Life Stadium or Sun Life System Stadium, whatever the fuck they're calling it these days.
.com.
Yeah. .com, of course. Sorry. Not .net.
.com.
It's just called .com.
So everyone in the upper deck there involved in the fight was speaking English. You're in Miami. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, because they all have the jobs now.
Well,
I'll give
you a prime example. I went to the Dodgers-Cubs playoff game. Got nosebleed section seats because that's all.
And look at that nose, too.
Left with a couple of ketchup stains on your jersey because they threw dollar Dodger dogs at you.
Right. So let me tell the story. Okay. So, fucking jagoffs. So, anyways, these... Mexican guys behind me, and I'm not being racist, but I'm being racist.
Can you say that now?
Yeah, sure.
Of course you can. Mexican, Trump's going to be president. You can say whatever.
Sorry, these cholos were behind me. And they were fucking whistling in
Southern
my ear
American.
As loud as they possibly could. And then they're ripping on me, and I'm like, I'm with Jackie and her girlfriend. And Jackie goes, she goes, I'm going to turn around and fucking swing at one of these motherfuckers. I go, no, you're not. I said, because one, I can fight him. I can't fight them.
Right.
Okay. And two, like, I don't know what the fuck's going to go on. We're way in the fucking nosebleeds. And also, I am so scared of heights. I'm such a puss bag in terms of heights that I'm like, we could fall down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In the upper deck, especially at Dodger Stadium, you're going to go. Plus, the guys who are whistling in your ear are probably going to hit her back.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're not going to hold back on
also,
her.
Also, Brady is so really good looking that, I mean.
You don't want to hit me in the face.
You don't want to hit. I mean, really. No. If he doesn't have that, I mean, he's got this psychedelic.
Art
come
stuff.
On the wall.
You don't
want to
look
thing.
Like that.
Sure. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you got to do. He has that still going.
Well, again, it's you're nice in the upper deck. I go to
buddy.
Dodger Stadium. I went to go root for the Indians there when they came out to play out their last, I think it was last
who?
Year. The Cleveland Indians. The
who's
tribe.
That? I don't know who that is.
The American League champion.
Oh.
So I was sitting in the lower level. Really good seats because my buddy gets them from his company. So we're sitting in really good seats. Everything's fine. walk down. Everyone just kind of like says something to you. Indians. I'm like, hey, man, that's all right. You take a couple things. You sit down. You leave the stadium in one piece. I think if I sit in the upper deck, it's not happening. But you might be onto something with the regional thing, because you could dress in a Bears jersey and go to Lambeau Field, and they're going to jaw at you in the parking lot, and you're going to jaw back at them, and they're going to be like, get over here and have a beer.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen at Lambeau Field. But you go to Dodger Stadium, you go to the Coliseum to watch a Rams game if you're an idiot. You're going to go out there and watch a game like that. Odds are, if you're wearing the other team's jersey, like, it's not going to...
You're getting murdered.
Correct.
Which has happened.
Which is bullshit.
I'll tell you another Philly stadium is out of its fucking
mind.
Oh,
yeah, the Link?
Oh, dude, I would never go.
That was that. Yeah, that's... I went there one time, and I physically thought that I was going to get raped.
but you like that shit.
But...
Never,
you know,
a good feeling unless
and
you're
had,
an all
yeah,
chick
well,
bar.
Yeah, and I had to buy a couple hot dogs for some people to get over the thing. But yeah, everything was good. We won. But how about all of a sudden now Miami Dolphins? Or that's a tough place to play. A tough. They're all tough now. When did the Miami Dolphins become tough? Like, when I think about tough, it's the Raiders, Philly,
Chicago. Sure, you can say.
Not
it.
Like,
no, you can totally say it.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean.
LA.
Cutler's family's up there because they're like, this guy fucking sucks. Fuck.
LA, Qualcomm. Yes, even if you go down to Qualcomm down in San Diego, there's always a fight in the parking lot there.
The 49ers get to be a like MMA fucking fight now. Well,
and in the
and
fight,
did you
too,
see those guys? They're all 430 pounds.
Right.
And in the fight, too, there's the one dude wearing the Steelers jersey.
Yeah.
Which that's a big no-no right there. You do not wear.
Well, yeah.
If it's a Cubs Dodgers in a baseball game,
that's
you want to wear
that's
Cubs
the mentally
or
challenged
guy. Yeah. Right there.
First of all, it's not even in close to even a good team compared to the fucking.
Maybe that's one of his kids.
Yeah. He's like, Daddy, that looks really good, but it's not even.
Sir,
the same
you are
thing,
a guy
man.
Who should have pulled out three times, but.
Yeah.
In anyways, it, like,
it's
there,
like
there,
a Westworld scenario.
It
right.
happens, but this happens.
What the fuck is
I like it. I like it. There are situations like I went to Miller Park when the Brewers were in the NLCS. I flew home, bought my dad, my brother, and my best friend tickets because it was like, this is never going to happen in my lifetime again. So I went home. I'm sitting on the bleachers in game two, and I'm getting fucked with by other Brewers fans.
Why?
Wow. So I've got like people fucking throwing shit in my hair because I
have
a little bigger hair.
That's why.
Well, I did have a beer in my hand.
Did you have two beers in your hand?
No, just one. That's it. I was one beer shy. Fuck, I got to learn from the Cubs fans on the bleachers, man. So I'm out there. So my best friend and my brother go to take a piss, and the Brewers are getting smoked like 8-1 at this point. So people are clearing out. So part of the bleachers is like cleared out. So I've got two seats open to my right, and this dude comes down and just sits right next to me. And I'm like, oh, hey, man, can you do me a favor? Can you slide down, two seats, two spots? I got my buddy and my brother in the bathroom, and he just stares at me and slides over like 6 inches. And I'm like, come on, man, just do me a favor. We bought the tickets here. Like, I don't want to fight. Like, this is stupid. I'm not going to fight over this.
I would have just waited until my brother and your friend came back
and said, this guy's
being a fucking pussy.
No, this, I
let's get him.
I could have definitely taken this kid. So the kid then like slides down just a little bit more. So I finally, I'm like, I can't believe I'm going to get in a fight with another Brewers fan over something so goddamn stupid.
Right.
So I stand up, he stands up, and you get like, you know, your peacock feathers.
Sure,
on.
Yeah.
So
you bow up like Swirls does at Belmont.
And even the guys, even like the people behind me who were fucking with me during the game were like, hey, like the other guy, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, get away. He's going to fucking murder you. So then right before like I'm right here, all of a sudden his buddy grabs him by the hood and like pulls him back, and he's like yelling. I'm like, what the fuck is the matter with you, man? But it was like he was that close, and I was that close
was
to
probably,
get into a fight over something so stupid. And again, it's at a live sporting event.
He was
so
probably blacked the fuck out.
At a Brewers game. So it's like it can happen anywhere. Like we're talking about uniforms and everything. Yeah, we got jerseys
really
and everything.
Robin Yount. What about
Paul Molitor. Yeah, Paul Molitor. He's a great Brewer.
Robin Yount was my guy.
Coach.
The manager now is Craig Counsell, former Brewer. He actually scored
game-winning World Series run
twice for both the Diamondbacks and the Marlins.
Captain Clutch.
So I ask you, if it can happen at Miller Park and it can happen down at SunLifeSystems.com Stadium, whatever they're calling it down in Miami, like, would you actually go to a live sporting event anymore after seeing all these fights?
Yeah, I sure would. 100%.
Still, even after what you went through.
You know what, though? I
have a lot of money, so I don't go to the shitty fucking tickets.
Right.
I have really good seats. And it's just because my parents
died. He has really good seats
in
the WNBA is what he's got. Good seats in the WNBA.
But no, I would. I would never go. Honestly, I would never go to a Dodgers game. I would never go to a Dodgers game. Or a Raiders game.
Yeah, I will never go to. I'll never go to a Dodgers game.
GMO in their fucking food and the hot dogs.
Oh, you're talking about the food.
Just, yeah, it's
yeah, he's a foodie.
And you know the white people there, a little fucking suspect. Little suspect.
They get there at like the third inning.
Yeah,
leave at the sixth.
Yeah, they,
but not before.
Yeah,
a lot of two people.
A lot of pedophiles.
So in the end, does it just come down to what tickets you have? If you have good seats, because even like
and
I was out the bleachers
free?
Again.
Yeah, free. I'm going in. I'll.
Yeah, sure, please.
Yeah, I think for me it's got to be in the first section, and I'm not trying to sound like a 1% or anything like that. It's got to be in the lower level, and that's it.
Well, I'm so a 7%.
100%.
So
I mean, not being snotty, but I totally agree. Listen, I haven't been to a Bears game in a long time, but every single time I went to a Bears game, we always got in a fight. You wonder why? Because you black out before you get into the stadium.
Yeah.
You should have. I mean, seriously, everyone's blacked the fuck out. Everyone's fighting. Now, I went to the hockey game. I went to the Kings-Blackhawks game. Not one fight.
Right.
Not one. You wonder why? Because hockey's so fucking fast. One minute you're talking shit. Next minute you're down 2-1.
Right.
You're like, what the fuck just happened?
Well, there was.
But
also
in football, it's such a fucking pain. Yeah. Everyone, someone's hurt. Yeah. TV timeout.
They don't have time to fight.
Let's go get a beer. Where's my girlfriend? Who's she talking to? Yeah. Who the fuck is that guy?
The Bears
How do I know him?
Again.
You know what I'm saying? Bears lose again. Where's the Packers fan?
Color
Let's
sucks.
Go home. Papa John's.
Yeah, Papa John's.
Speaking of places that you don't want to be, you never want to watch a game, the Oakland Raiders, the Oakland Alameda Coliseum is definitely a place you don't want to be. But, guys, I feel like we have to talk about the Raiders because for once, we're talking about, like, the actual team and that they're winning games, not about, like, their fans who are felons, like, you know, shanking people out in the parking lot.
Yeah,
so
I think when we talk to Raiders, they're going to go like this.
Yeah, and then they go, yee!
Is that really what they do?
I think that's what that is.
No, we just made that up. It's an improv. It's an improv for Swirls and I do.
That's actually one stadium I've never been to, and I've been to so many. And people are like, oh, you got to go. I'm like, no, the Oakland Coliseum? No, thanks.
No, I wouldn't.
No need.
You couldn't pay me enough money.
Right.
Even if I was head to toe in Raiders gear, I'm still probably going to get my ass kicked.
Yeah. Exactly. If I was Bo Jackson, I would not.
You, although you would not get your ass kicked.
Bo Jackson, yeah, yeah.
You ever seen him snap a bat over his leg?
I've seen him snap a couple things over my leg.
I don't want to see you ever open your mouth that wide over a microphone ever again.
So people who are also getting their ass kicked at the Oakland Coliseum these days, the opponents, and that's been a rarity.
They're
9-2. Derek Carr dislocates his finger, and what's one of the most disgusting things.
Oh, God.
It's a pinky, but it's like his
pinky was going the other way.
It wasn't Joe Theismann bullshit. It was like
that.
Eh.
Yeah, Joe Theismann.
It wasn't that disgusting.
That's the grossest thing or the gross thing you're going to hear on a football field. But just seeing that, and then like now the cameras are so slow. Like, can you imagine having like the Exmo cams back when Theismann got his leg crushed by Lawrence Taylor?
Because
you know they would have showed that shit over and over and over.
They did.
Like, yeah, but not like that slow, like in detail. Like, remember Willis McGahee got his shit fucked up in Miami? That was like the beginning of the slow-mo, and they kept showing it.
From the Pacers. That guy.
Oh, Paul George with his leg just snapped.
Oh, God.
Probably one of the most disgusting.
For USA? Oof.
Yeah. Aside from last night when I saw Brady.
Oh, I'll give you another one.
Wasted. That was really disgusting.
I didn't drink last night. Although, did you see the guy with the NCAA basketball tournament last year where his tibula came out of his fucking leg?
No, it was Kevin Ware, Louisville. That was like 3 or 4 years
ago. Oh, yeah, college.
When his entire side went, they didn't help him? That was
no one helped him. Like, one guy's like ready to puke in his fucking jersey.
I would just look like an alien.
I would throw you on him.
Yeah. Well, I think the shock takes over. Like, I saw a kid get hit by a plane once, like a prop plane. So the shock takes over, and you like kind of sit over him real quick, and then all of a sudden, like, I was the one after like 10 seconds who was like, "Guys, what are we doing? Take the shirt off."
How does that happen?
We were engine testers for Briggs and Stratton, so we had like the weed whackers
by a
and
plane.
So yeah, we would cut at Kreitz Field, or it wasn't Kreitz Field. It was just some podunk airport where they were all like Cessnas, you know, with the props.
Yeah.
So they're all prop planes, and we would cut along like the taxiway, and you would usually be able to see planes coming, but then we had to start wearing protective headwear or ear gear. Protective headgear, just to cover your ears. Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for? Ears. So we had to start wearing that shit so you couldn't hear anything anymore. And this guy, like, just kind of straight off of the runway. We don't know what he was doing, whether or not he was trying to scare him, whatever.
Probably just fucked up.
The prop plane grabs him, throws him up in the air, just like it was the first time I've ever seen inside, like, a human
arm. Oh.
So you see that, but, like, the shock takes over right away. And then all of a sudden you're just like, you snap into action. So, boom, someone grabs a towel, throws it over him, comforts him. But, like, the first, like, 5 seconds, we're all like, get away. Yeah. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
So let's bring it back in. Hot mess.
Yeah,
That you actually want to see. Khalil Mack is a beast right on the Raiders. He can plow my sister. He's number 4 on the list now of guys who can plow my sister.
Really? Who's number one?
Mike Trout, Clayton Kershaw, and then Tim, the big fundamental.
What about Chris Bryant?
Number 7.
Ooh, Chris Bryant's good.
Number seven.
He's number 1 on my list.
Chris Bryant, yeah.
Not my sister. Let me talk about Chris.
Yeah. It'll take a lot. Like, if he wins another MVP, I mean, Rookie of the Year, MVP.
What about Triple G?
Triple G.
Gennady B. Golovkin. Light heavyweight champion.
I don't think I want my boxing.
Did you get taken over by an exorcist? What happened?
Gennady Golovkin.
Who is that? Triple G in boxing? Oh, Jesus
Christ. Wait, boxing now?
I don't think.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't think any guy ever says, like, yeah, this is the guy who's dating my, or, like, betting my sister over here. He's a boxer.
Triple G, fuck me.
Isn't he the number one?
He is the heavyweight. Let me tell you right now, all your 5 people that are listening, the greatest boxer, pound for pound, aside from anybody ever involved in boxing in the last 25 years, including Mike Tyson.
What about that big black guy that's crushing everybody?
Every other black guy? No.
What about the black guy that's crushing everybody?
Butterbean, I think, was fucking fun to watch.
No, this guy's the shit.
So I just look up Triple G?
Triple G, the greatest, probably pound for pound.
Yeah, guess who's watching boxing? No one.
I am. Come on my podcast. It's every Tuesday at 5:30.
No, it's not.
But it's
Gennady Golovkin.
It's smoke signals.
Gennady Golovkin.
While you're looking him up, we're going to move on here in the hot mess. And we're going to talk about, and speaking of fucking, we're going to talk about the Von Miller sex tape. I don't know if you saw this. The model, in quotes, who he, you know, made a sex tape with, Elizabeth Ruiz, came out today and she said that Von Miller, like, kind of forced her, like, pressured her into making the sex tape. And then B, she wasn't trying to use it to blackmail him, but she was using it to masturbate to. So call me crazy here, but I smell bad shit crazy with this broad right
here. She masturbated to him?
So that's what she says. Elizabeth Ruiz says that she only used the video to masturbate to, but yet she was pressured into making that sex tape. So it's not adding up here. You don't get pressured into doing something and then say, like, you know what, that's so cool, I'm gonna fucking jerk off to it.
Right.
I mean, Brady sends me all kinds of things.
That guy.
That's not Gennady V. Golovkin.
No, that's a heavyweight. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to cut off.
No, I once got pressured into doing
Brady
a set at 14
below.
Brady
sends me a lot of texts and I
recorded it and then I don't fucking jerk off to it.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What's in it? Ezekiel
Elliott.
The same thing.
Sure.
That chick fucked him.
Right.
Yeah. Came out. I mean, that's. Let me tell you. And I was a huge sports star back in the day. All right. I was huge, huge. Especially.
Well, that's what happens when you're a 16-year-old freshman.
Especially in China. No, you get fucking chicks are like, they just want to wrap around the cock. They want to wrap around the cock. That's it. And the cock, when the cock is up, they want to wrap. It's like a strip. A cock is a strip.
I think all 5 listeners can relate to that.
Then, yeah, right? I mean, look
if there's one thing you take away from this podcast tonight, it's the cock is a strip.
Right. Well, at least we're not talking about AIDS.
Triple, yes.
So at least we're not talking about AIDS so far.
We'll get there.
I just think these guys, especially they're younger now, I mean, you got to fucking watch out, man. They got to, you know, when I was a big superstar in the NFL, you know, back in the day, I was
fucking clown.
Left and right.
Whoever's listening to this, he was never an NFL
star. All
3 of
you people, don't look me up.
He was a kickball star.
Kickball.
In 92.
I think he was
50 in 91.
91 and a half.
I think that if you, it also comes down to just like, how lucky have you been, right? So, like, for me, like, when I went to go do college shows for comedy, I would have girls hit on me all the time, right? It's the microphone in front of your face and the guitar.
He's a good looking guy, though. Thank you. Oh, you got a guitar.
So that's it. Yeah. So you're playing the guitar. So you have girls hit on you all the time. And it was just kind of like, I don't know if, like, I got a show again tomorrow.
You
don't know.
You just have a microphone. Can you imagine if you actually ran a football? You'd be getting fucked left and right.
Got to be three of them.
Yeah, and you wouldn't be able to remember any
of
it.
So be like, no, with my luck, what would happen is I would take this girl home and she's a 17-year-old freshman or some shit. That's just it's just the way that it would 14. Fucking pan out. Yeah, the Doogie Howser of fucking freshman, the 14-year-old freshman. It's like, fuck, man. But then there'd be guys like Johnny Cardinale who, like, he would just go out to, like, Boston and he'd be fucking having threesomes with, like, every single night he would go out to a show, he's having fucking threesomes.
Another comedian.
And it's just, I think it's a matter of luck. So if you're Von Miller, at this point going forward, if some girl asks you to make a sex tape, you say no. And it should have been it right away, especially after you signed the big contract.
Do you think it's luck, though, or do you think it's just because you're in a certain realm of popularity? Like, Brady's a complete jackass. No, I mean, he really, I love him to death, but he is dumber than dog shit.
That's not true. I believe in a lot of conspiracy theories. And,
well, but I mean, this guy, you know, could fucking turtle right now in a fucking tutu. The guy gets laid too. Well, he doesn't.
I don't.
I mean, he doesn't.
Not anymore.
I have.
He doesn't anymore, but he has.
But I mean, we don't have to turn this on me. We can go hypothetical. We can even bring up stories that no one even knows about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I mean,
we could call a guy just
on the road. If you have any sort of celebrity, I think chicks are just drawn and
right.
Reverse, vice versa, chicks to guys. If you have any kind of celebrity, it's just a thing. It's an it factor.
Right. But there's a lot of girls who actually that night.
You're not that good looking.
They just want you to fuck them and have a great night. And in the morning, maybe like get them a cup of coffee and that's it. And you're gone. But now.
And I'll fuck every one of you. Here's my phone number, 310-228-81675. Please.
What?
I need help.
Chris Swirl's just blacked out. Just blacked out.
But now there's so many girls with the celebrity factor and with the athletes who are using it as a payday.
Right.
So with Ezekiel Elliott, like, probably, hey, pay me and I'll shut my mouth.
Yeah.
Von Miller, give me $2 million and I'll give you this sex tape.
Can you imagine 21-year-olds being the baddest running back in the NFL?
It's great. And you've got girls left and right. So it kind of... It's awesome.
Oh, and quarterback.
It's awesome, but at the same time, it sucks because you can never trust the girl.
You can't trust it.
You can't trust any girl, whether or not she, like, what if she doesn't even know who you are, but she just thinks you're a good-looking guy out at the bar.
Right. I get that.
But you.
Swirls get that all the time.
All the time. Especially when I had hair. I don't have hair now, but now I'm super good looking.
That's why I only sleep with like rich girls that are like over the age of 50 at hotel bars.
Oh, those
that's
are the
it.
Best.
You know they just want to get fucked. That's it. Yeah.
Vegas.
Can I have a gin martini?
And they have a raspy voice too.
Can I have a gin martini? I would hate.
Can you open up your purse? Do you have an American Express or two in there? That
I would hate to be super. I got the good looking part down, but I would hate to be super rich.
Now let me ask you a question: how many girls would you say hit on you?
75
every time you bartend.
112.
So we're getting no real answer from this guy.
Nobody hits on me because I work in West Hollywood.
That's not true.
That is West Hollywood.
You get a lot of guys hitting on you.
That's okay. That's
I'm talking about. Yeah.
But I have to.
Tips.
But I really have to. I really.
Just the tip. Just the top.
But I really have to drink.
All shaft.
I have to really drink, and then I have to do a Silence of the Lambs thing. I love you, fucking me. I would fuck me.
Yeah. I'd fuck me. You did the wrong voice.
Oh no, that's my voice.
You did all ginger like I'd fuck me.
But that's how I would.
I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me.
Yeah, that's you fucking.
That's how he says it.
No, but I say it when I pull my dick between my butt.
Let's move on.
I hate fucking.
Speaking of getting fucked.
I thought this was about sports.
We're going to move on here in the hot mess. Speaking of getting fucked, there's a lot of teams.
Why did you invite
me
by the way?
Now, a lot of fan bases when it comes to college football who think that their team is getting fucked. Because the latest college
fucked.
Football playoff rankings are.
What'd you think about the Michigan?
Let's talk about that. I when I was watching it real time, I was like, "That's not a first down."
No way.
And I didn't think so either.
The fact that that guy literally the ref literally just eyeballed them to the national champ, or at least to the college football playoff.
Well, they gave him a bad spot.
Also though, before that play, they should have nailed that guy from the third and nine,
right?
And then he did a sweep, and then he came back. They should have got him right there.
Yeah,
so
they
that was defensive bullshit.
Right?
They shouldn't have. It shouldn't been a causative of coming back to a fourth and one. Maybe they should have stopped his ass.
But they did stop his ass. His feet went forward.
Well, and it was big swat. It was the big swat from the one dude who was like basically sitting right on the first down.
Great
marker
game,
came.
Though. That was a good.
Great
game.
Yeah,
it was
great game.
It was great, but at the same time, like I just cannot believe that. You know, they went to review it, which is one thing, but still, like the dude, why didn't you bring the chains out
at first? Yeah.
Like, you didn't even measure. You just reviewed and just said, we can't. There's not ballpark. Enough to overturn it. Well, fucking at least bring the chains out and show everyone that it's a first down. They never did that. No. They never brought the chains out.
I've been drinking all day. So what happened to the
that's
my new show. No shit.
Yeah, no shit.
What's the play out? Did Michigan get dropped to the fourth or fifth or sixth?
Fifth. So if it ended today, so number one is Alabama, number two is Ohio State, number three is Clemson, number four is Washington, number five Michigan, number six Wisconsin, number seven Penn State. And therein lies your seven teams. Now, Wisconsin, they're saying if Wisconsin wins the Big Ten championship, the committee is basically saying that the Big Ten championship, winning the Big Ten means absolutely nothing because Wisconsin's not going anywhere.
Okay.
If Penn State wins, they could become the fourth team because they actually were the ones.
Do we really want Penn State to be in
anything?
No,
I'm going to lose forever, fucking pedophiles.
All right, here's my question to Brady.
Go ahead.
Could Alabama beat the Browns?
110%.
I completely disagree.
Why?
No, will you explain why they can beat them?
Because they have the best quarterback. Who is the Browns quarterback? Can you even name him?
Yeah.
Who?
Chris Swirls. The second.
Chris No, I'm going to go Alabama, and that's my final answer.
Really? You really think?
Tommy, what do you think?
You think,
I would think
Alabama can beat an NFL team, even the shittiest NFL team of all time?
No, I don't think so. I still say that there's just too
100%.
Much. There's, no way. There's still too much talent there, and those teams, like if you put
it's
the
interior
Browns
line,
up against
that's
Alabama,
why interior line. That's
well, you would you would also get it to the point where like the Browns were like, no fucking way are we losing this game. Dude, you might go 0-16 against the pro teams, but no way, and everyone would be at the peak of their game that they I don't even think it would be close.
Can the Browns beat the Bears?
No.
Really?
I think they can.
I do too.
I think
no one can catch the ball.
I think the Browns.
Did
are
you
the
watch that Bears game?
Oh, I watched it.
No
it was
one
pretty
can catch the fucking ball.
I think the Browns are the best 0-11 or 0-12 team ever.
Well, there's
like,
at least
not
heart
their
there.
Ass kicked.
Like when you watch the Lions go 0-16,
the Bears
that was pretty
suck.
Pathetic. But the Browns at least fucking care.
So what about the Rams? We got to talk about the Rams, right? Let's talk about.
Oh,
Rams.
They're in here.
What about Goff?
Should we just fucking scrap the college football?
No. Brady, this is your thing. This is your thing.
You want to talk to Rams?
Your thing.
No, we could do whatever we want.
Can we talk about Florida State? No, Florida State sucks.
No, you don't want to talk about Florida State because they're not in it.
Who do they play? Miami?
It doesn't matter.
All right,
no, they're terrible.
So if you want to talk like college football playoffs, so right
it's
now Washington.
Yeah.
So Washington,
which
number
is not
four,
that good.
So there are a lot of teams, or a lot of people are saying that they don't deserve to be in there because they haven't played anybody. But the one team that no one's really making a big stink about being like a one-loss team, and no one's saying like who the fuck did they play, is Clemson. You tell me, like Clemson, who did they beat? Are they a good team? Yes, they're a good team.
But they also lost to an unranked team.
They
That's
lost
the
to Pitt, and now Pitt is like I think in the top 25 now. And Pitt's a good team, but they're not like a great team. So you lost to Pitt, but otherwise, who did you beat? Auburn, unranked, Troy. Didn't even know they had a team. South Carolina State, that's like a Division I AA team probably. Georgia Tech, Louisville.
But look at Ohio State's schedule too, though.
Right. So who did they beat? But they beat Wisconsin. They beat Michigan. Those are teams who are 5-6 now. So like why? Like Ohio State definitely has like a claim to be the number two team.
So do you think right now, honestly, the new playoff system is probably the best situation that we can have for college football?
I just think that no matter what you have, people are fucking it up.
I think it should be eight teams.
The only team, correct. If you have eight teams, then no one has a beef at that point. You have
to shut down the schedule a little bit because you can't have these kids playing
100 games.
Yeah, right. 16 games.
Yeah, you can't have them. You can't have
and
them.
And they're all.
That. But then that's why in the beginning of the year, then you remove the South Carolina State from your schedule.
Well, but also that's $1 million or whatever for
like
you know,
20,000, 30,000 for the program.
Should we all drink a house beer real quick?
Yeah, cheers.
Sure, I'll stick with the Miller Lite.
Everybody go see Brady tonight at the Improv at Hollywood, please?
It's the Improv Lab, but that's all right.
All right, so that's it about the college football playoffs. So
let's do our who's going to win the national championship?
But well, I say that if Washington
is
the number four team, so like everyone is riding Alabama, that no one can touch Alabama. Mark my word, if Washington is the number four team and they play Alabama, they will beat Alabama.
No shit.
They will beat
Who's their quarterback?
Jake Browning.
Oh, that's right.
And you know who the coach is? The Boise State guy who
Chris
did the
Peterson.
Yeah. And so, it's his second year. Third year. That's pretty impressive.
Third, I
that's
think.
That's
yeah.
super. That's almost like Harbaugh shit. Yeah. You got to give Harbaugh. You got to give Harbaugh credit. You got to give guys like that who come in from NFL, which he did awesome. The guy Harbaugh is a piece of shit. I think he is ridiculous. I think he is so
coming
arrogant.
From a Chicago guy. Yeah.
I'm not. I'm a Florida guy. I just love. I'm a Pearl Jam fan. Eddie Vedder came from fucking
God
Chicago.
Damn it.
I know it came out, right? It came out. But
this guy plugs Pearl Jam like he's part of the fucking goddamn band.
Yeah, I did the triangle. We need more fucking triangle.
You did the circle jerk of fucking Pearl
I'm
Jam.
I'm from Michigan. I was born in Royal Oak. Anyways, Harbaugh is a piece of shit, but he is a great great coach, and that team is badass.
They are badass.
Badass.
All right, before we move on to the final two segments here, we are going to talk about college basketball in November, believe it or not. And the only reason why we're going to talk about it is because if you did not see this, Bryant, I'm sorry, you were busy doing anything else, but Bryant University was taking on Brown University, basically the smart kids against the ones who are not as smart.
Dude, I thought this was high school.
No, this these are Division I programs.
What is basketball?
I'll take what is basketball for you. Yeah.
So basically, Bryant hits a three to go up by 1 point. Brown comes back down the court. They hit a layup with like 3.8 seconds left to go up one. So they give the ball to this kid. His name is Ikenna Ndugba.
Dumb as fuck. Translation, dumb as fuck.
He wears the number zero, which is pretty much exactly the percentage of his brain that he was using when he pulled the first boner of the college basketball season because he dribbled out the clock for the final 3.8 seconds.
But he threw the
ball
in
the air.
Oh, okay, I did see that.
And then
that.
He went to go like high-five his teammates.
Yeah.
Like,
he called for the ball.
Yeah, so he gets it, dribbles it out, throws it in the air, goes to high-five, and you were down by one. So outside of Chris Webber calling the timeout in the national championship game, have you ever seen anything like that before?
Leon Lett sucked.
Yeah, I did.
Well, in college basketball.
In college basketball?
In college basketball.
Jimmy Clutch Butler.
He played for Marquette, man. He's a dentist.
I don't know. No, I mean,
I did that middle school once.
Well, I mean, this is a little different, though. Like when, and this is going to upset some people, but when Jordan made that last
against Russell,
awesome shot, and he pushed it,
Russell
off of Byron Russell.
That was bullshit.
That was not bullshit.
But it was at least like he was shooting. It wasn't like he was shooting at the wrong basket.
No, he wasn't stupid enough to do it.
So
but that
like,
was
it's
pretty
something like that big of a brain fart. Like I get it. You go to Bryant University on an athletic scholarship, and those numbers are pretty big for a college basketball game. 91-90. That's a big score. But that's unacceptable at that level. At the Pee Wee level, they're telling you to check the score.
But he wasn't thinking about basketball. He was thinking about his algebra problems and his.
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, not even algebra.
You know what? I'll give you something to kind of equivalent to it. When Swaggy P or D'Angelo Russell taped Swaggy P on Snapchat, him talking about cheating on Iggy Azalea.
He should have been murdered.
I think he got his fucking head chopped off for a hot minute.
That'll suffice. Let's jump into everybody's favorite segment, The Pile.
The pile,
ladies and gentlemen. It's been a while since we've done it here at the Daily Upper Decker. You're going to love it. So now you're going to be a lawyer, believe it or not. Even though you've been drinking all day, you're going to represent. And it actually might help the case for some of these shit-dick athletes.
This is going to be
Don't forget about the Coke, too.
So, every week.
I would hope...
Hillary, go fuck yourself.
Every week.
Oh, my God.
These shit-dick athletes find a way to get arrested, even though they know that, like, everybody's watching them.
All right,
I'm a lawyer. So you're the lawyer, and then Brady's going to be the judge. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you the name of the athlete who got arrested, describe the situation. You defend your client, Chris, and then Brady will offer up a sentence for your client. Okay? Here we go.
Yeah.
First up here in the pile, we have Elijah Foster, the University of Nevada basketball player who was arrested for domestic battery and contempt of court in relation to a speeding ticket or some shit. After an argument with his girlfriend turned ugly Monday morning, somebody walked by and heard Foster yell, "Shut up or I'll hit you again." And really, again is the key word there. He yelled that to his girlfriend of 2 years, and police then found a scratch under her eye. He's averaging 12 points and 7.4 rebounds per game for the Wolfpack.
That happens, What happened was, at that particular time, I remember exactly what happened. Judge, at that particular time, the In-N-Out Burger had a special.
Right.
And you can get four Tasmanian Devil Burgers for $5.50 to $6.
So you can get four burgers for $5 to $6?
At 7:30 a.m. in Reno, Nevada. Right, yeah, but that's, God, I'm going.
That's how it happened. So she decided she wanted, like, double that.
Right.
And he only had the $5.
Right.
So, again, this is all on this is on video, and he, the credit card's there. You can see it. It's all documented. And she decided to go, you know what? Fuck you. I want five fucking boogers. I want five boogers. And whatever his name was. And she was super Latin. And she had the burgers. The burgers came out. And she had some straws and some other shit. And he threw it. Fucking our guy, the plaintiff, and scratch his eye, and he's just like, "Listen, I just want to go play fucking basketball,
yeah.
And I can only do 12 right,
Judge,
fucking points."
Have you heard enough?
I've heard enough. Yeah, throw him in the slammer. 2 years, 6 months probation.
2 years. Now I do remember. I feel him here because I do remember having a Discover card in college in the days when I only had $7 left on my limit.
It's also In-N-Out burgers. Though, yeah, I mean that.
Yeah, I see. I get the protein style.
Personally, you would think that four burgers would be enough, but you know, sorry, the judge doesn't see it that way. Moving on here in the pile, Abdul Jalil Awini and Christopher Hill, the two Colorado football players, were arrested after getting into a fight with each other Sunday morning, just hours after beating up on Utah on the football field. Hill allegedly punched Awini because he thought Awini was going to hit him first, and then he knocked him out. Police then found the knocked out Awini with coke in his wallet. Tough night. Chris,
just
defend your client.
Did you just say coke?
Coke.
Unfortunately, this was in Colorado. Is that what we're talking about?
This is, yeah.
Yeah, so we have this law now that you can do it, any drugs that you want to.
Apparently marijuana is a gateway drug.
So, yeah, they unfortunately or fortunately are gay, so they can do whatever they want to, and I'm pleading the fifth. And the mercy is on the judge.
It's funny. Very rarely does a lawyer plead the fifth by divulging that much information ahead of time. Fuck it. I plead the fifth.
I'm pleading the fifth.
I say lock him up for 6 years.
You're fighting yourselves, gentlemen? Come on. Yep. Pot's legal and you're still walking around with blow? Give me a break.
Well, they weren't fighting themselves.
They were.
They were fighting their demons.
They were.
Ah, I read you.
Do you know what fighting means in West Hollywood?
Slapping.
I think that's felching. Moving on here in the pile, Heath Nielsen, the Baylor associate athletic director, was arrested after allegedly assaulting a reporter, and that means grabbing him by the throat on the field after the football team's 62-22 loss to TCU.
Yeah.
What does TCU mean?
Texas Christian University.
What did they do again?
So this is Baylor's associate athletic director who was arrested after he allegedly assaulted a reporter by grabbing him by the throat on the field after the football team's 62-22 loss to TCU. And right there, that is just, probably the biggest crime of all if you're a Baylor football fan is the fact that you lost by 40 to TCU. Yikes.
Well, if you watch that game, the secondary wasn't even there. Did you watch that game? Like, every time they threw the ball,
snacks.
It was like, what the fuck? There's nobody out
Your Honor,
there.
Did you watch the game, or is this going to be a mistrial?
Honor, did you watch the game?
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
All right, so should I take the fifth again?
Take the fifth.
I don't know. Anyways, I would snatch anybody in the neck after watching that fucking game. That was the worst display of defense that I've ever seen since Brady had his tubes tied.
Ooh. He's going after the judge here. Usually not a recommended form of defense here when you're trying to get your clients off. Barry. Judge Barry? My boy, Barry!
See, I don't even know who Brady is.
Yeah.
All four listeners just dropped off.
Yep.
I would say throw the attorney in jail. No, listen. I'm going to say give him 6 months probation. Kids are kids. Boys will be boys. Bad boys.
That was a terrible game, though. I was in Malibu watching that game.
84 points on the over. I bet you that came in heavy. And finally, here, last up in the pile, ladies and gentlemen, he's back making another appearance here in the pile. Johnny Manziel. Looks like Johnny Ball Pit is back at it, kids. This time, a lawsuit has been filed against a former Browns quarterback that says Manziel punched a bar employee and broke his nose after Manziel told him to make some drinks for him and his crew. But the guy informed him that he was not a bartender. The guy was later overheard by a dude in Manziel's entourage talking about Manziel, and that led to Manziel allegedly breaking the poor bastard's nose. So, Chris, you're a bartender. Defend your client, Johnny Manziel.
First of all, I'm a mixologist.
Excuse me. Stewardess, flight attendant.
Anybody who's going to get knocked out by Johnny Manziel needs to go fuck himself. That guy is a piece of shit.
As you're defending him?
I mean, well, he has a lot of money. It's oil money. It's oil money. So
he actually did pretty good in the draft, too.
Yeah. That's I would say, yeah, I don't know, man. He, good-looking guy. My guy's a good-looking guy. He's got the bar. What's happening now is because my guy, now they get punched in the face. Now all the chicks aren't coming. It sucks. And I'm not making any money. It's all bullshit. And fuck this. And Trump rules.
Yeah, I'd say the kid needs he needs to go to rehab immediately with Chris, and they need to
with
just,
his lawyer.
They need to hang out and just figure it out. You know,
I don't have my law degree.
I wonder. Like, I wish they had like audio or video. At least
this is
audio
a tough segment, huh?
To where Johnny Manziel would walk up and say, "Hey, make me some drinks," and the guy was like, "I'm not a bartender." Fuck that guy, man.
Yeah.
You get it. I'm not a bartender. Oh, my bad. Any human being would be like, oh,
and
I'm
why
sorry,
would
man,
you punch the guy?
Because
he was high on blow.
Yeah, he allegedly overheard like the guy saying some or like one of his crew members, or can we say posse on this show?
No, you can't say posse.
Why would Manziel just go hang out in the Bahamas for like a hot 2 years? Just disappear.
Because he still thinks he's 18 years old.
Well, he still thinks he can play.
You think he's going to come back?
I guarantee even Canadian football wouldn't take him.
With that representation, no. He's going to get 3 years in jail, right, Jeff?
That's it. Barry. Barry.
Never lost a case.
That ends tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, that might not be the only thing you lose here tonight, Chris, because it's time for my favorite segment here on the Daily Upper Decker.
Blow Brady.
Close. It's called Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
Packing it.
So guys,
I have a huge bear next to me, by the way.
Since you guys both like the town of Chicago, odds are you've heard of the Detroit Lions before. And
from
shocking news this year. The Detroit Lions, yes, those Detroit Lions are in control of the NFC North.
Vikings, which is they are terrible.
Yeah, we are doing some Jeopardy, right? Like what is something I never thought I'd say in my lifetime, Alex, for 300? The Lions are in control of the AFC North, and that is going to lead us to our Fact or Fudge question this week, which is this the name of somebody who is on the Detroit Lions roster? That would be a fact or not. Fudge.
Do you understand
the
game?
So I'm going to give you a name, and Brady is the three-time defending champion here, three times in a row. So I'm going to give you a name.
Sure.
And then you're going to tell me
if they're on the
Lions roster, you're going to say fact. If they're not on the Lions roster, you're going to say fudge.
You could tell me if they're dead or alive, and I would not know what the fuck's going on.
That's a tough question. That's the whole point of the question. It's like, oh, the Lions are on there? Yeah, Matthew Stafford and Golden Tate and who's on that team? Like, that's the thing. No one knows who's on this fucking team. So that's why we are doing this fact or fudge question.
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go. Brady Matthews, you are the defending Fact or Fudge champion here at the Daily Upper Decker. You get to go first.
All right.
Jake Ruddock.
That's fact.
That is a fact. Jake Ruddock. What position does he play?
Running back.
That is incorrect. Right. What is correct is that he's actually on the Detroit Lions roster. So that is a point for you. That is a fact. Jake Ruddock is a quarterback, a 23-year-old quarterback from Michigan.
That's a white name, by the way.
From Michigan.
He went to Michigan. Jake Ruddock? Yeah. Ruddock? Ruddock? Jake Ruddock? Jake
it's
Ruddock?
A white
never
name.
Never fucking heard of him.
What?
He's
what?
A black guy. Is he a black guy?
No.
I don't think so.
Jake Ruddock is not a...
All right, let's just play the fucking game. All right?
No, he's whiter than white, man. I just he's a rookie. He was drafted with the 191st pick overall.
Name one white running back in the NFL. That's good.
The fullback for the Packers.
What white running back? The running back for the Cardinals.
John Riggins.
Who's that kid for the Cardinals that's really good? The white kid.
Bob for the Dylan? Arizona Cardinals?
No, for the Stanford.
Oh,
Christian
McCaffrey.
That's not the NFL.
Did he get hurt?
Brady, that's not the NFL.
He's back now. Here we go. David Mason. Chris, you are up here in Factor Fudge. Is this the name of somebody on the Detroit Lions roster this year, or is it not?
No, he is a special ed teacher from my high school.
So you're saying no, Fudge.
I'm saying Fudge.
That is correct. Wow. David Edwin Mason was executed on August 24th, 1993.
I knew he was a little
after
weird.
After spending 9 years, 7 months on death row. He is one of the 13 men who have been executed by California since 1978. David Mason beat, strangled, and robbed four elderly victims within a nine-month period.
Oh, yeah.
While being held in the Alameda County Jail, which may or may not be the Oakland Alameda Coliseum, Mason killed his cellmate.
Yeah.
Oof.
I told him to.
Good for him. He was also wanted in Butte County for shooting and killing his male lover while the victim was sleeping.
I think we got
call.
It.
That's yeah, that's definitely not a Detroit Lions player right there. All right. Hey, so we got a great game of Factor Fudge. We've got one for Chris, one for defending champion Brady. Brady, you
But he
are,
did play outside linebacker at Redskins.
Do you want another? I'll get you one, you fucking alcoholic.
Brady.
Yes.
Joe Ball.
Fact.
That is incorrect. Joe Ball was also known as the Alligator Man. He killed at least 20 women in the early 20th century in Texas. Joe Ball. But I bet you if he was still alive.
There was a Lions guy named Ball, though.
There was a Lions guy named
Ball. Monte Ball, but I don't think
Harry
he ever
Ball.
Played for the Lions. Did
no,
he ever,
really
did ever
was,
play for
yeah,
the Lions?
He was interior
Wisconsin?
Named Ball.
Oh. Monte Ball was a running back who played Wisconsin. For the Broncos and then got arrested.
God, this guy knows everything.
He did play for the Badgers.
This guy knows everything. That sucks.
Well, I'm the one with the computer sitting in front of me, so that's pretty
and
easy.
And also he knows everything.
He knows everything. He's good looking.
All right, so hey, that's... That's big for you, Chris. You could be hammered and fucking doped up on a bunch of shit. And you might win this. You might win your first ever game of Factor
Fudge. I bring the best over in relief of Furburger.
We should do this every week.
Clay Harbor. Is that an NFL player on the Detroit Lions roster? Or is
that second string kicker?
Is that Factor Fudge, you dumb dick?
Factor Fudge.
It's fact.
That is correct. Clay Harbor is not a second-string kicker. They really don't have that many kickers on rosters these days. He is a tight end, a 29-year-old
Same
tight
thing.
End from Missouri State. Seven years in the league. Clay
I actually
Harbor.
Played against Missouri State, believe
did
it or not.
Did he say fact?
Yeah, he said fact. So he's up 2-1.
I'm 2-1. No, I'm 2. Oh, yeah.
You're like my buddy Pete one time. He was passing out at the table, and he beat us all in poker.
I'm
he would, like, wake up. He'd have his head down on the table, and he'd wake up, and he'd be like, all in, bud.
What's that
and
move?
We're like, we'd all go all in against them, right? And he would have, like, pocket eights.
What's that movie, you take the pills, that you get smarter?
Oh, Limitless.
Limitless, yeah.
Well, it's beerless.
I remember it as a TV show myself. No? All right. Clay Harbor.
I just keep
drafted
drinking,
in the fourth
I keep
round by the
smarter
Eagles.
Smarter and better looking.
Overall. So more importantly than Clay Harbor's status in the NFL is that you are up 2-1 here in a game of Factor Fudge. Your first ever game of Factor Fudge.
He's good with anything fudge.
All right. So, Brady, this is back on you now, my friend.
Okay.
This is back on you. Is this the name of somebody on the Detroit Lions roster or not? William Bonin.
Bonin?
Bonin.
I'm going to go with Fudge.
That is correct. William George Bonin was executed February 23rd, 1996, after spending more than 13 years on death row in California. He was known as the Freeway Killer, who kidnapped, robbed, and raped and murdered a total of 14 teenage boys between 1979 and 1980. He was executed at San Quentin. He was the first California inmate to be executed by lethal injection. His last meal, he requested 2 large pepperoni and sausage pizzas, 3 pints of coffee ice cream, and 3 6-packs of regular Coca-Cola.
Jesus, he drank all that in one sitting?
He might have gone out a diabetic. Yeah, if he didn't have it before, he got executed.
And he got executed?
Do you guys know they set
did
up
he just pee himself? Though? Just
yeah.
You know, they just sit, a hose.
They sew up your butthole.
Why?
Because
otherwise you shit yourself, right? Yeah. So John Huck actually has a great bit about it. I don't know if he does it in his sets anymore, but he was like, it would be like his final joke. if he was ever on death row, he'd be like, load me up with A, B, C. I'm not going to ruin his joke, but he'd load me up with this. So my last thing would be like, I'm going to fucking just explode and shit myself. Yeah. And you're going to have to clean that shit up. Thanks for executing me. Yeah, it's John Huck. Great guy.
Papa John's.
John Huck. All right.
What would your last meal be?
My last meal, I'd be like an all-you-can-eat fish fry from Wisconsin. You fly fucking shit in, and it's all you can eat. And same thing. I'm just going to keep going until I fucking explode.
Exactly.
You
know what Dumb Dick, what would yours?
I would have pig's head. Fried pig's head.
Fried pig's head, huh?
You ever had it?
I have not.
Yeah, serial killers eat it. It's good. You should have it. Check it out.
Fried pigs? I would think it'd be like fried... Like
you can eat anything off the goddamn pig.
Shine
literally
boys.
Anything. You can eat anything off the goddamn pig.
Don't
anything.
Go into nostrils.
So you think they get there like, what do you want?
Fried pig's head.
Like you can get anything? Like I get 19
no,
Big
I want
Macs?
Them to come in there with those fucking Hawaiian fucking
can
leaves,
I get a bunch of
Hawaiian
fucking
leaves,
I want
put
many
in the smoker.
White toenails. Clippings. Yeah. Not the full toenail, just some clippings. All right. Hey, so all 2-2, but Chris, you're actually in control here.
Of course, I'm always
so
in control.
So is this the name...
This is why I'm here.
Is this the name of a Detroit Lions player or not? Corey Robinson.
Cornerback.
Fact or fudge, you dumb dick.
Is he a Lions player or not?
God damn it.
That sounds like a very white person. So he would definitely be a strong...
Just say fact or fudge.
Oh, fact.
That is correct. Corey Robinson is an offensive tackle in his second year out of South Carolina. So 3 for Chris, 2 for Brady.
I was going to say South Carolina. Out of South Carolina.
Brady, this is all on you right now. In order to maintain your chance at becoming a 4-time consecutive champ here.
Oh, kid.
Killing you got going for
me. All right, here we go.
Can I say one thing?
Please.
Brady and I.
Oh, my God.
It's how long deep. Is this going to be deep.
How long is this going to take?
Never mind.
The guy can't even form sentences, and he goes, "Come on, this is a one thing."
As Dean Martin said, a lot. Right?
You couldn't even think of the fucking quote. You fucking
Ben Atkins, Lions player or not?
Who?
Ben Atkins. Atkins.
Fact.
I was on the diet.
That is incorrect. That means Chris hammered and fucking high on life, ladies and gentlemen,
Who would you like to thank, Chris? Who would you like to thank?
I would like to thank Miller Lite.
You got to talk in the microphone.
I would like to thank you guys. Are awesome. Thank you for, I don't even know why you invited me, but thank you so much.
That's a good question.
And
because we love you.
I love you guys, too. This is awesome.
Well, Ben Atkins, just so you know, just so you go away, the more you know here, Chris. Ben Atkins was also known as the Woodward Corridor Killer, a mission-oriented killer who raped and strangled 11 women in Highland Park, Michigan in 1991 and 1992. So it wasn't like he was that far. He maybe would have tried out for the Detroit Lions at one point. It sounded like he had a killer fucking attitude, man.
Can I bring up one point?
Sure.
You've stated 2 serial killers.
From Michigan.
I've got 3 tabs open here on Safari right now.
Should we talk about this?
One is the Detroit Lions 2016 team player roster. The other one is here are the 13 men executed by California since 1978. And the other one is Wikipedia's list of serial killers in the United States. I didn't have time to bring up watchdog.net.
I appreciate about Tommy Gimler is he does his motherfucking homework.
Prepared. That's what 4.5 years at a Wisconsin State college will do, gentlemen. The other thing about Ben Atkins that I would like to add is just like Eric Dickerson, he will no longer be welcomed by the Los Angeles Rams.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.